Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Well, if you thought I was pissed off last week, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because this has been one wonderful fucking week. And by wonderful, I'm saying that facetiously. Because I am sick and tired of dealing with certain situations and certain corporate entities. And today, hot on my fucking list, is eBay and PayPal. Two scumbag corporations that own each other. Or I should say eBay owns PayPal. Now, what happened was, I sell the same thing in one lot because I have a lot of it. And it's 8 DVDs, which I package myself because they came on spindles with covers and I put them in boxes. Well, first off, I get a fucking email from somebody saying, oh, I got empty cases. No, you didn't. You're fucking lying. And I can tell he's lying because he only has one or two transactions completed on his fucking profile. All right, so I call eBay. You know what eBay tells me to do? Oh, it's only $14. Is it worth it? Just refund his money. Oh, so I'm in business to, like, listen to fucking liars and then just let them keep the merchandise after they fuck me and run to eBay. And see, there's another thing. These miserable motherfuckers, this is a business, all right? I own a business. No matter what shape or form it is, I am the owner of that business. Now, I sell you something and you have a problem with that something. What would an intelligent, normal fucking human being do? They would contact the guy who sold them the item. Oh, no. Not people on eBay. They gotta run and open a fucking dispute because they feel I'm going to fuck them. Well, to make matters worse, I get an email from someone who's telling me that, oh, their computer doesn't work right and they can't keep in touch with me, but they got these DVDs and there's no DVDs in the cases, or if there is the DVDs in the cases, they're the wrong ones. But I can't always email you back because I have a computer problem. Well, that right there told me this guy's a fucking thief. And he got me. Well, to make matters worse, I wake up the other morning and see somebody open a PayPal dispute with me about a DVD that was, quote, now dig this, internally damaged. It was a box set in a sealed case with three DVDs. Yet, he had to run the PayPal because, quote, they're internally damaged. Instead of contacting me, telling me, oh yeah, well, disc number two was scratched. Can you send me out a replacement? Sure, not a problem. I'm here to please. Oh no, but this fucking guy who now emails me the song and a dance that he's living in a handicapped home, yada, 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 had to go to PayPal and tell them. Then I have to respond to PayPal telling them, this isn't a problem. Have the man mail me back the shit. Well, obviously, he's too handicapped to get to a post office. So, PayPal refunded him the money without me getting my product back. So, this is two instances where PayPal decided and eBay decided to give them their money without me getting my product back. So, I'm out a few bucks. May not seem like a lot, but when you depend on this to pay your fucking bills, it is. So, I call eBay last night. And I get this corporate cocksucker who was basically fucking blowing me off and giving me the wrong information. I told him, you're fucking talking about the wrong case. It's the case with the fucking sealed DVDs. Oh, that was done through PayPal. I can't help you with that. Well, why can't you help me with that? Oh, because I'm not working for PayPal. Yeah, but eBay owns PayPal. So you can't tell me that being the transaction happened on eBay, you can't access the fucking thing that led to PayPal to stir up this whole fucking mess? Oh, no, he can't. Well, then give me a supervisor. They put me on hold for 20 minutes. I hung up. Fuck this shit. I'm through with this crap. Point is, these corporations now can reach into your fucking accounts and pull money out at their own discretion, making business fucking decisions for your business. which is ridiculous. I stand behind what I sell. I always have. I've been doing this for years. I've been wheeling and dealing since I was 17 years old. Fuck how old I am now. So PayPal and eBay have decided that they know how to run my business better than I do. So guess what? Now fuck you people. I'm going to do everything I can to fuck you over for the next month. Then I'm out of there. At the end of July, I am fucking done with these cocksuckers once and for all. I just don't want any of the other little fucking spineless weasels that don't have the courtesy or the balls to contact me via email. You don't even have to talk to me face to face. You send me an email. You tell me your problem. I tell you how I'm going to resolve it. Is it that fucking hard? Obviously it is, because they have to get fucking eBay involved, and eBay has to be the fucking big brother, central scrutinizer motherfucker from Frank Zappa that's going to decide my fate. Well, guess what? You're not deciding my fate anymore, because I'll fucking beg in the streets. I'll fucking squeegee windows before I put up with this fucking shit again. I am so sick and tired of these fucking corporations doing whatever the fuck they please. Then they hire little weasels like that one who is scared shit to make a fucking decision for himself, because God forbid the higher-ups on the corporate ladder will fuck them. So this is what happens. The corporation denies any accountability for anything. They leave these fucking minimum wage underling saps to deal with all the fucking bullshit, knowing that they are fucking immune from any of this shit. They never have to even hear about it. They don't care. They're that big. They don't give a fuck. Losing me for an account doesn't mean fucking shit to them. Losing you for an account doesn't mean shit to them. They can lose as many as they want, because some little asshole will run in, stay with them for a couple years, and get the same ass raping that the rest of us got. So yeah, fuck eBay and fuck all this shit. I'm done with it. Now on to another fucked up situation. It seems that Wendy Davis's filibuster didn't really work, because that flaming closeted homosexual Rick Perry went in and overturned everything and made Texas back basically a draconian state where abortions are concerned, and Ohio just followed suit over the holiday weekend as this fucking piece of shit Kasich signed something into law. So basically, we have a bunch of Republicans. Yes, Republicans, I'll say, because these are the people who are making these laws. I don't see the Democrats making these laws. If I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. But all I see is Republicans basically telling women, like Islamic fundamentalists, that they have no say over their own body. They have to say and do what the Republicans and the Islamic fundamentalists say. Basically, he seems to think he is steamed rollered over Wendy Davis. And I would like to read something that she has on her site. I don't know who put it up there, but this is pertinent. It says, "I am a woman, and I have these human rights, the right to life, the right to privacy, the right to freedom, the right to bodily integrity, and the right to decide when and how I reproduce. Aside from the when and how I reproduce, we all should have these rights, but they are being taken away from us." Now, for whatever reason, these Republicans seem to feel that they know a woman's body better than she does. And they are overturning abortion laws. They're going to fucking force the abortions into back alley fucking things again. That's what they want, because they are fucking scumbags. They are religious fucking fanatics is what they are. All these Christian fundamentalists are no better than the Islamic fundamentalists. All they want to do is control and regulate your life, and it has to fucking stop. And my personal opinion is, we're going to have a mid-election, and they're probably going to kick a lot of these motherfuckers out of Congress and maybe get some Democrats in. Then maybe our rock star president, Barack Obama, might get something done for 2 years. Maybe he might get something done if these guys get out. If nothing else gets done, there'll be another fucking election. Hopefully, not a Republican will get in, but being that this fucking bunch of political assholes, there's not one any different than the other, I don't know what we're going to get, but I'd like to suggest the ticket of Hillary Clinton and Wendy Davis. I think after how many fucking years of old white men and now one black guy who can't seem to get the job done, I think we need women at the helm. And I know women basically hate my fucking guts for what I am, and hate this about me and hate that about me, yada, yada, yada. Well, you can hate me all you want, but it's your fucking fingernails digging into my fucking shoulders when my fucking head is buried between your legs. So fucking choke on that, okay? Forget about that for a while. But yeah, I'm willing to endorse these two women, because I honestly think we need a woman at the helm right now, because the men ain't getting the job done and the men are selling out. And a lot of Republican men, you know, are, like I said, you know, self-loathing homosexuals that hate women. So that would, basically, you know, make sense of out of all these laws they're passing that basically want to restrict women. What are they going to do next? Make them wear burkas? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you would seem to be the guys that get caught in all the fucking bullshit. Not that any of you politicians are innocent. But I'm just so sick and tired of this fucking bullshit and how this cocksucker Perry just tried to steamroll this woman down and she ain't going to go down. That's the best part. She's not going to kowtow to a fucking, you know, leather fucking cowboy like you. Man, the best thing is she could run against you for governor and fucking win. Then how would you look, Rick, baby? Scumbags. I swear, every time I turn on the fucking news or listen to any of this shit or even go out in public, I'm just fucking sick and tired of all this shit. People go, why don't you move to another country? Oh, that's because I was born here, which a lot of people fucking weren't. And these people come here and get shit that I'm never going to get in my old age, like free medical care, food, shelter, whatever. Sid Haig's been sending something floating around for a bit. I don't know if you got it, Todd. You probably did, didn't you?
In my email, yeah.
Yeah. Do you recall what it was? Because I'm going to see if I can... No, I can't pull it up because I probably... Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Here it is again. This is from Sid Haig, a man who I totally respect. Okay. Someone please tell me what the hell is wrong with all the people that run this country, both Republicans and Democrats. We're broke, can't help our own, seniors, veterans, orphans, homeless, ECT. In the last years, we have provided direct cash aid to Hamas, $350 million. Libya, $1.45 billion. Egypt, $397 million. Mexico, $622 million. Russia, $380 million. Haiti, $1.5 billion. Jordan, $463 million. Kenya, $816 million. Sudan, $870 million. Nigeria, $456 million. Uganda, $451 million. And it goes on and on and on. Pakistan, $2 billion, and they harbored Osama bin Laden for 5 fucking years, yet we're giving them $2 billion fucking dollars. Mozambique, Zambia, Karakistan, half these fucking places I've never heard of. And we give them billions of dollars, and, quote, they still hate us. We got seniors living on a fixed income and receive no aid, nor do they get any breaks while our government and religious organizations pour hundreds of billion dollars and tons of food into foreign countries. We have hundreds of adoptable children who are shoved aside to make room for adoptions of foreign orphans. America, a country where you are homeless without shelter, children going to bed hungry, elderly going without needed medication, and mentally ill without treatment, ECT, yet they have a benefit for the people of Haiti on 12 TV stations, ships and planes lining up with food, water, tents, clothes, bedding, doctors, and medical supplies. Imagine if the government, in parentheses, gave us the same support they give to other countries. Sad, isn't it? And Sid states that 99% of the people won't have the guts to forward this. I'm one of the 1%, he says. Well, guess what? So am I. I forwarded it. And if people don't like it, hey, fuck you. This government sucks. This country is the greatest country in the world, but our government fucking sucks. Our religious leaders suck, and all these people are nothing but a bunch of fucking pussies who basically give away the shit that we fucking deserve, the shit that we earned, and the shit that we need. And I'm fucking sick and tired of it. And it goes on and on and on. Now let's go down to Florida for the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial. Now you look at this bloated fat fuck, this wannabe fucking cop, like any other fucking security guard, walking around with a chip on his shoulder, carrying a gun, wanting to fucking hurt somebody. Wanting to hurt somebody. That's what he wanted to do. That is what George Zimmerman intended to do. Trayvon Martin walking around with a fucking iced tea, bag of Skittles, and maybe a bag of weed. This guy approached him. This guy confronted him. This kid supposedly wanted to back off. No. Mr. fucking Zimmerman wanted to fucking hurt somebody, wanted to bully somebody, wanted to intimidate somebody. And when he lost the upper hand, he fucking killed this kid. Case fucking closed. Just like every other fucking cop wannabe security guard, neighborhood watch asshole. How many times did this motherfucker call the cops about something suspicious? A lot of times. And I hate to say it, some of these people on the fucking stands, you know something? You people must revel in your fucking ignorance. You really must. That fat black chick that was a friend of Trayvon's just sitting there, not even knowing half of the fucking English language. Don't you bother to fucking try to better yourself, to lift yourself out of whatever situation you're in. At least learn how to fucking talk like a fucking human being. Jesus fucking Christ, this is what the fucking next generation is? A bunch of ignorant fucking morons who fucking revel in their ignorance and wear it on their sleeve like a badge of fucking honor? That's what it seems like. And dollars to donuts, if this fucking piece of shit gets acquitted, you just know what's going to happen. There's going to be fucking riots. Tell me I'm fucking wrong. You don't think for 1 minute that all the fucking heat on this goddamn thing, and I believe this fucker's guilty. He didn't do nothing to defend himself. He picked a fucking fight, lost the fucking upper hand, and shot this kid. That's it. But God forbid if it goes his fucking way, this fucking country's going to explode. You know, no matter how you fucking slice it, no matter how you try to do it, there is a fucking certain percentage of white people that fucking hate black people. There is a percentage of black people that fucking hate white people. These people will never get along, period. And there will be violence and violence and violence. This is the way it fucking is, unfortunately. You know, in nature, if something is born defective, its mother usually kills it. Now, unfortunately, and this is fucking hardcore on my part, and I don't give a fuck who I piss off, some people are born defective, and they turn out to be your Jeffrey Dahmers, your fucking Ted Bundys, your Fred Zimmermans, your bombers that fucking creep up in Sandy Hook. That is the way these people turn out. And like I said, in nature, something turns out wrong, nature destroys it. Nature takes care of it. We fucking encourage it. We enable it. We give it the tools, the means, and the ways to go out and destroy, kill, rape, murder, and maim. We do it. What's better, us or nature? I'd have to go with nature. Yeah, hardcore, ain't it? But it's the fucking truth. Just sit there and think about it. Because if a cat spits out 6 kittens and one of them has a birth defect or something like that, the mother takes it away and leaves it somewhere to die. Yes, nature is cruel, but effective. Just think about it. And then this other thing, the Boston bomber, they bring this smirking little fucking piece of shit into the courtroom. They should have fucking killed his ass and let him leave him to bleed to death in that fucking boat. But you know something? The face of terror isn't brown. The face of terror is brown, it's white, it's black, it's yellow, it's everything. Because we have let these people come into this country and do whatever they want. We have educated them. We have given them things we don't even give our own people. Free education, free shelter, free food, free books, free this, free that. And look what happened. They just turned on us. This shit has to fucking stop. The only reason that whole immigration bill passed is because now you can collect taxes on these people. You're going to run the rest of them out of the country? I don't see how. I honestly don't see how. And like I said, things just get worse and worse and worse. And somebody emailed me about, oh, you're not going to talk about movies? Yeah, I'll talk about movies. But right now we're talking about this. You want to talk about movies? Okay. This is George Romero's farewell tour. His piece of shit manager, Chris Rowe, is whoring out the ailing Romero one last time. And I'll say this right on the air. Romero's guarantee used to be $10,000. If you wanted Romero at a show, you had to pay $10,000 and hope that Romero would sign $10,000 in autographs. Now his asking price is $20,000. His price for the signature is $40. You know, I think I had said this before, maybe on my old show, but I don't want to walk up to a guy who's at death's door, who's sick and ailing, and ask him for his autograph and pay for it. I made that mistake with Soupy Sales, one of my childhood idols, that I made the mistake of meeting at a show right after he had a stroke. They had to put the pen in his hand and push it. I would have just as soon wish he had a tip jar on the fucking table and dropped a 20 on that and just said, thank you for, you know, being a part of my childhood. I have met George. George is a very gracious person. I don't know why he's allowing this to happen to himself, but he's not going to be doing any shows in his native Pittsburgh where this all started, which is pissing a lot of people off. His first show is out in Chicago, I believe, at Flashback Weekend. And typical Chris Rowe has put a thing to his deal that if you want Romero at your show, you have to take every one of my other people or most of my other people who nobody really gives a shit about. So now you're going to have a Dawn of the Dead reunion up at Flashback Weekend. At Monster Mania, I haven't even looked at that yet, but yes, he's another one who went for the 20K guarantee because he's a mark, and we all know that, and now he's going to have George. Now, I really hope George is in physically good enough shape to get through these weekends of horrors, and that's what they are, weekends of horrors. Because God forbid George gets sick, even worse, dies, I guarantee the scumbag manager would prop up his body and charge $50 a whack to get your picture taken with George's corpse. Yeah, that's hardcore too. And it's the truth, because these fucking people are soulless bastards who are basically whoring out these guys to the highest bidder. You won't see George at Monster Bash. You won't see George at Cinema Wasteland. You won't see George at Horror Realm. You'll only see him at the, quote, big shows for big fucking money, which knocks out the little guy. All I can say is I'm happy that so many years ago, I jumped the line at Monster Mania. I had a picture. I just sat down, bullshitted with George for 15 minutes, and he signed it, and Chris Rowe didn't get a fucking nickel. And that was fucking cool. And I think a lot of these celebrities are getting sick and tired of being whored out by these managers. And, you know, the time has come, boys and girls. I heard it Days of the Dead. A lot of people just jack their fucking price up from 25 to 40. Great. We're in a fucking really bad situation economically, yet you fucking whores have to fucking rip off the fans, or at the bequest of your manager. Maybe it wasn't your idea, but I don't think it was at the bequest of any manager out there. I think you people just took it upon yourselves to fucking rip off the fans, and that's fucking sad. And that's why I personally don't even care about big shows anymore. I could care less. If somebody wants to pay me what they pay some of these other people to come out there and do a screening, do a talk, do an interview, whatever, I could give a flying fuck. I'll sit home and roast in my own fucking juices and play with my dog just like I did this weekend, because I'm to the point I don't even give a fuck anymore. It's that simple. You people have hoarded this business out to the fucking point where it's no longer fun. Only the smaller shows are fun because it's a core group of hardcore fans and friends that come out there to celebrate the films and celebrate the performers. It ain't about the fucking dollars. It's about having a good time and reliving things that, you know, you enjoyed when you were younger. Like, I'm bringing Mother Jugs and Speed, Hollywood Nights, The Projected Man, and Barcaro on 16 to Wasteland for that weekend. So, yeah, that's fucking fun, watching a real movie on real film on a real screen instead of a fucking big screen DVD. To me and a lot of other people, film is still fun because that was the first medium images were ever captured on and still holds up today. You can take your fucking VHS, you can take your Beta, you can take your Laserdiscs, you can take your DVDs, your DVD-Rs, and your Blu-rays and stick them up your ass. Film is the original medium for this stuff. And that's what I got to say about it. So, I don't know if people are still with me at this point. I don't know if I pissed people off, but I just spoke my mind. This is what was on it. And that's why it's called Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Though I am lining some things up for future shows, several people have contacted me and want to be a part of this madness. So, of course, we may have to expand it out to an hour to accommodate certain people, but I'm sure you folks won't mind, because bring back some old favorites, maybe. And maybe we won't even talk about the business. Maybe we'll talk about what I just talked about now. Maybe we'll get Sid on and let him talk about some of this stuff. Because when Sid gets going, he's 10 times worse than I am. And a great speaker. I tell you, these short shows really blow through. I don't know. I didn't hear too much about last week, but I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying venting at this fucking moment right about now. But it ain't all going to be about that. It just was the wrong fucking week, the wrong fucking time, and the wrong fucking people piss me off. And when they do that, I'm going to fucking tell you about it. I'm going to give you my opinion, because some of you people, you seem to feel that my opinion's valuable, and I appreciate that. If you don't, you want to tell me to go fuck myself, email 40deuce spelled out at hotmail.com. Feel free to tell me anything. I'll just delete your ass. That's what the internet's all about now, isn't it? It's been storming out here all fucking day. There's trees down. There's twisters. There's flash floods. So I'll have to end this broadcast on that simple note. Stay sick and stay safe. And we'll catch you next week.
Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.